Daniels, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, November 1st, 1903. Elder Daniels, Washington. My dear brother, I have just read your letter to Willie in which you speak of the proposition to sell education in a way similar to that in which object lessons was sold in order to raise money for the settlement of my debts. When this plan was first presented to me, I was so completely worn out that I could not grasp the details or make suggestions as to the way in which the book should be handled. I did not realize that the proposition included all that was mentioned in your letter. I do not wish anything done that will call attention to myself. All I desire is that a disinterested effort be made to sell my books. They are needed by the people, and their sales should bring me financial relief. I do not wish any plan adopted that will bring in confusion. I do not wish anything done that will draw the attention of our people from the sale of object lessons. I regard the plan for the sale of object lessons as of God's devising, a precious, sacred plan of His, to teach His people important lessons in regard to how to do missionary work. I would not have education handled as object lessons was handled. This would spoil the pattern. And more than this, I do not want any effort made to raise money for me. I do not want one penny as a gift. I am opposed to receiving money as a gift for the settlement of my debt. I can carry this debt. $10,000 of this debt was incurred before I went to Australia. I went to large expense in bringing out the illustrated editions of Great Controversy and Patriarchs and Prophets, and in making 4 sets of plates of each. This was done with the expectation of large sales, but these books were allowed to fall almost dead from the press, and for nearly 3 years, little was done with them. I pledged $1,000 to the Chicago Mission with no thought but that I could pay this from the royalties on my books. But in order to pay this pledge, I had to hire money from a brother in the West, and on this I paid 7% interest. So heartless a course was pursued toward me by some in the review office that I was sorely wounded. At one time, when I sent to the office for money, they returned word that I had overdrawn. Henry Kellogg was in the office at the time, and he was so indignant that he came directly to my house and, with tears running down his face, handed me a roll of bills. But I refused to take them. Afterward, the money that I asked for was sent me from the office. To release Edson from financial embarrassment so that he could engage in evangelistic work, I incurred large debts at the Review and Herald office. I think the amount was about $6,000. While I was in Australia, I went to large expense in bringing out Desire of Ages, and I used my money freely for the advancement of the work. As a result of these things, my debt has grown. For the past few years, my books have not been selling very rapidly in this country, and the cost of publishing my recent books has been large. But I am not at all worried. I hope to settle all my debts. I have told you why I am so deeply in debt, because I thought it right that you should know. Now I wish to say that I do not want you to make one move to raise money for me. I am in debt, it is true, but I will not consent to be helped by any fund. When my books are handled disinterestedly, I think that I shall be able to settle my debts. In my will, I have left my books to my 2 boys as a sacred treasure to be used for the advancement of the cause of God. I wish one other man to be connected with my sons as a counselor, to help to decide where the means accruing from the sale of the books shall be used.